Good morning. Today's readings focus on God's law and commandments. As we progress through the Bible, God's moral laws become more and more detailed. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve had one law: do not eat the forbidden fruit. Then Moses brought down the Ten Commandments, including thou shalt not kill and thou shalt not commit adultery. And in our gospel today, Jesus clarifies the commandments even further. I say, do not be angry, or you will be subject to judgment. You have heard it said, do not commit adultery. I say, do not look at a woman with lust. Jesus tells us that he is not changing or abolishing the Old Testament laws at all. Many listeners then and listeners today probably thought they were sinless. I have not murdered, I have not committed adultery. But Jesus was instructing them to avoid the cause of these larger sins. Don't lust, and you will never commit adultery. He makes it clear that the moral code established by God has been and always will be relevant. He is speaking to us as a close friend who wants the best of us, not as someone trying to reprimand us. Like a good parent or a good coach, he expects the best from us and is guiding us to have the ideal relationship with God. One of the big aha moments during my diaconate training was when we discussed the balance between law and love. Too much emphasis on the law, and we act like the scribes and Pharisees who criticized Jesus for saving lives on the Sabbath. Our hearts can become hard, and the law can be used as a tool to punish those that we do not love. If we have too much emphasis on love, we can rationalize anything as being okay. I can do whatever I want because it's in the name of love, and laws are really restrictive and unnecessary. But from the first law with Adam and Eve, the intention was to bring us closer to God. All laws should be interpreted through a lens of love and compassion and as a way to understand God more fully. God gives us the freedom to make the right choices. As we heard in our first reading from Sirach, if you choose, you can keep the commandment so much that he has given us the free will to choose between good and evil. Culture today places a great deal of value on freedom. Many people do not want to be constrained by moral laws or objective truths. But the free will we are given from God is the freedom to make the right choices or make the wrong choices. As children, it's easy to follow the laws of our parents. Our parents tell us what to eat, when to go to sleep, what to wear. We don't have to think about it. But as adolescents, we are given freedom to start making decisions on our own. And many adolescents rebel and intentionally do the opposite of what their parents have taught them. It's my choice, my life, my truth, and my values. Unfortunately, many adults never outgrow this adolescent rebellion and intentionally do the opposite of what God wants, consequences. As Sirach continued to say, before man are life and death, good and evil. Whichever he chooses shall be given him. So the results of the choices we make with our freedom can be quite. The goal of the church is to make each of us saints, not just okay people, but holy people worthy of spending eternity with God. It is for this reason that the Catholic Church can seem unrealistic and stringent. Many believe that the church needs to adapt with the times. That is exactly the opposite of what Jesus teaches us today. The laws given to us are true and timeless. Jesus and the church will continue to preach the highest standards of moral activity out of love for each of us. Follow these, and we will have and live happy lives. Our gospel next week will continue to share Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, which we heard from today. Jesus will ask us to be holy and perfect like God. This is a very difficult request, but we should strive for nothing less, realizing, however, that if we fall short, God is merciful. Lastly, our gospel teaches us on our role as parents and role models for others. Jesus tells us that we are to obey and to teach the commandments. If we do teach others the commandments, we are called the greatest in the kingdom. But if we teach others to break the commandments, we are called the least in the kingdom of heaven. When our children were baptized, we as parents accepted the responsibility of raising them in the commandments. This is an important responsibility amongst themselves. So as we reflect on today's readings, let us try to reflect on Christ's guidance and use love as our guide when interpreting the law and when determining how to live our lives so we can grow closer to God and to each other. May God bless each of you.